You're listening to SBS News.
Are we going to have a good night?
As Kathy Skeddos takes her place at the front of a large hall, dozens of women start stepping side to side as the Greek music plays. She's loud, energetic, and dances with an enthusiasm that compels those watching to join in. This is Opposize, part cardio, part disco, and according to Kathy, 100% Greek.
Songs that we grew up with, we're bringing it back. And what we do is we add the Greek move, add the daggy aerobic fitness elements into it, and it works. It's a great combination.
6 years ago, Kathy was a Latin fitness instructor. She created Opposize as a tribute to her sister Mary, who died of heart failure. Beginning as a one-off event, Opposize soon found a niche in the competitive fitness industry for those who love dancing and Greek culture.
Before too long, I'd sold 300 tickets to this one night. And I was saying to my husband, I think there's a potential for a business here. You know, this is crazy, the reaction that I'm getting.
Moving to the beat of modern and traditional Greek music, participants come from all walks of life. Opposize program specialist Valerie Mustafa teaches in Brisbane. She says the class has helped her reconnect with her Greek roots and bring her non-Greek friends along for the ride.
Initially, people are a little bit hesitant because they're thinking, what is this? So until they get through the door, and then I find that 99.9% of people come back because they love it so much.
It's also created an opportunity for second and third generation Greek migrants to learn about their cultural histories. Instructor in Melbourne Southwest, Dora Stankovic, says she was taught to dance by her father, and now she's passing that tradition on to her daughter through Opposize.
I think I would have liked Dad to see Dahlia and dance, but just to show her the love of my language, or our language now, and our appreciation of it, and I think just to understand the beauty behind it.
Dahlia Stankovic, who teaches alongside her mother, says the Greek music and the Greek words spoken in class have helped her pick up the language of her grandparents.
100%. Before I started doing this, I had really little to no understanding of the Greek language. And after this, I've just picked up so much.
Opposize started with just one class in a hall in Sydney 6 years ago. Today it's taught in nearly every state and territory in Australia. And in recent years, founder Kathy Skeddos says the craze has been taken up in the US, Canada, UK, Switzerland, Germany and Japan. That's a success she attributes to her sister Mary.
I'm blown away. I still don't. I look over my shoulder trying to find who this person is that created Opposize, because I don't feel it's me, but I love the program. It is wonderful, and I credit it all to Mary.
Classes went online during COVID lockdowns. Opposize has also been formulated for the elderly, and this year they launched Opposize in the Water, they've called Aquasize. While it's marketed as a have-fun, get-fit style of aerobics, instructor Sophie Karras says it's much more than an exercise class.
Even if you don't know the steps, even if you can't follow us instructors, everybody just has so much joy for that hour, and it's a great outlet. It's a great escape for everyone, and they just love it.
It's an environment that instructor Tina Marmagalos says is accessible for everyone, particularly those who don't feel at home in the gym.
That you feel like you're accepted, doesn't matter what shape, size, age you are, what nationality, we're all on a dance floor dancing together.
Kathy Skeddos says it's all about getting fit the Greek way, with a lot of noise, a lot of laughs, and a lot of new friendships.
Greeks are just that way inclined, and our classrooms are no different. Everyone's welcome at Opposize. You know, it's not, like I said, it's not exclusive, it's inclusive, and that is my biggest message about Opposize.
Opposize! The Greek spirit of music!
Abby Dinham, SBS News.